While banknotes have replaced the seashells and pigs used for money in the past, the price to be paid by the husband's clan still includes the provision of one pig, so the bride's family can celebrate. The groom in this case, Joseph Kwaru, had a pig he'd kept for 10 years. It was gigantic. The only problem was that this was the biggest pig in the village, and, by tradition, once the groom had provided a pig for the bride's family, her parents were bound to provide in return a beast identical in size, so the groom could celebrate with his friends. Since there was no other pig as big as Joe's in Torrenby, the bride's family would have to buy one from another village, and this would cost them hundreds of dollars. So Joe's gift wasn't entirely appreciated. Every wedding in Torrenby involves several feasts for which pigs must be provided. There were celebrations in the groom's village, and on the eve of the wedding there was another celebration at the house of the bride's father. This was a casual occasion, so no one wore traditional dress. The men did most of the singing, while the women were busy cooking the pig outside.